that what you would call it?
I wouldn't call it. I wouldn't eat it either.
Okay. Well, what about things like carrots, peas, beets, and so forth? They're all different kinds of
vegetables.
Or say this food that we eat here in the South, particularly made up of ground corn, you know? A lot of people eat it for breakfast.
Grits?
Yeah.
I thought that was hominy.
Well, I think hominy's the bigger
thing, yeah. It has a little bit different flavor than corn. It's
right. What about another starchy food? Say, this was grown here in Arkansas.
Rice.
Right. Yeah, I always tell my Arkansas people that I saw my first rice growing here in the state. I was right along the road and I saw this flooded field. What in the world is that? You know, got all that water on the field. Never seen it grow before.
Do you know, that was so amusing to me. We were in Connecticut for an interview right before we sent Mike off to school. We'd gone to a counseling service in Wallingford, Connecticut. And the man who was interviewing us, you know, asked something about, you know, well, why were we interested in sending him to a prep school and this sort of thing. And I mentioned the fact that no matter how good your grades were from Arkadelphia High School, that the better colleges just wouldn't look at you. You could be valedictorian or, you know, have never made anything but an A and they wouldn't look at you. I said, and for example, Rice University. And he said, where? And I said, Rice University. I said, surely you've heard of Rice. And he said, oh, yes, but I couldn't understand what you were saying.
Rice
University. He did not know what I was talking about.
Rice. Whatever. That's a good school.
Yeah, it is.
Is it Houston or Dallas?
Houston.
What about alcoholic beverages? You always hear about them made up in the hills or the mountains in Arkansas.
Moonshine.
Pay tax on, right? You ever heard
bootleg?
Mm-hmm. Anything besides moonshine?
Rot gut. let's see, what all? Moonshine, rot gut, bootleg. Seems like two or three other terms, too, that don't come to mind right now.
We call it white lightning around here?
Not really.
Really?
I've heard that, but I really, rot gut and moonshine is mostly what you hear.
You ever tasted any of the stuff?
No.
Yeah. Say, if something's cooking and it makes a good impression on your nose, you might say, just...
It just smells great.
We talked about pancakes a minute ago, this stuff that people pour on their pancakes.
Syrup.
Is there anything like that, except maybe a little bit...
You're talking about molasses.
Yeah. Is there a difference to you, or that?
Oh, heavens, yes. I don't like molasses. Molasses is too... Well, I guess maybe it's just the molasses that I have had. Yeah. But it's usually, to me, or has a kind of a bitter taste to it. I don't know what it is. It has a funny taste to me. Maybe it's the blackstrap molasses or something that I've tasted. But I have not cared for it. Now the syrup is much lighter. And has a more delicate flavor to me.
What kind of syrup do you usually use?
When we use it, which we don't, usually it's maple, yeah. Log Cabin.
You ever use any cane syrup?
Only in cooking, like K-Row.
Okay. You ever heard of something, the molasses around here made from sorghum?
Yes, they put that in feed, by the way.
Yeah. It's always easy to tell when you're, what do they call those places, you know, out in the field? The big pits or something like that that they use in some kind of sorghum preparation, but you can really smell the stuff long way on. What about this expression? Say if I have a belt that's made out of cowhide and it's 100% cowhide, I might say, well, now